what do you go fishing with?
Oh, a rod and reel.
Well, what might you dig up out of the yard?
Oh, worms. Mm-hmm. That's the oldest form of bait, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Do you have, what kind of worm is it you dig up?
Oh, you earthworm.
Mm-hmm. Do you dig up different kinds to go fishing
with? Oh, yeah, they got the white worms, earthworms, and they have the red worms. Mm-hmm. Oh, they've got the Louisiana pinks now, which come from Louisiana.
Is that right?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Probably the best thing is for bass is an artificial purple worm.
Well, that's your plastic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I use spring lizards to catch bass with.
What are
spring
they?
Lizards.
What are spring lizards?
You catch them out of the like salamander, except they're water.
It is a lizard.
Out. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a lizard. Catch them in spring branches under rocks.
Oh yeah.
By the way, they're expensive now, about $6 a dozen, $4 to $6
right?
A dozen.
That is.
That's the fish with.
Wow.
The yorks, you know, they come out, most of them come out of North Carolina.
No. I'm not familiar with them. What's the hard shell thing that pulls in its neck and legs into the shell?
Oh, the terrapin. They have the dry land terrapin.
Mm-hmm. What would you call if something like that were around the water?
Oh, that's a old turtle.
Mm-hmm. What's the thing you find in freshwater streams and has claws and it looks like a scaled down lobster kind of?
Oh, the crayfish. Oh, we call them crawfish.
Did you?
Yeah.
When
I was dissecting in school in the lab, they were crayfish, but when I caught them out in the little creeks and streams and things to fish with, I'd call them crawfish. I think you notice they go backwards.
Yeah, move backwards.
They're always moving backwards. You take that tail and flip the hard shell off of it, and it's good brim bait.
That's probably good to eat.
Yes, it is good to eat. It's a delicacy in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. What are the, speaking of things with kind of shells on them, what are the small fantail sea animals with thin, almost transparent shells, and you boil them sometime and peel the skin off?
Crabs? Lobsters?
About that long, and they're curved.
The shrimp?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't care for them either.
If you wanted to buy, if you were sending, if assuming you did, or you say Louise cares for them, and you sent somebody to buy some, and you wanted to get you 2 or 3 pounds, you might say, just get me a couple of pounds of what?
Shrimp.
Mm-hmm. What's the insect we were talking about earlier that you use cedar chest to keep away from clothes?
Moths.
What's the insect that flies in the candles and lamps and stuff?
They have moths, too.
Okay. Moths, do they damage clothes?
Oh, they'll eat the nap off of some of them, they'll eat holes in them.
What's that thing that flies around outside here on summer nights and it lights up its tail?
Oh, that's what we call the lightning bug. What's see where those little fellas making all that money catching those things and selling them to some company?
No.
Using that thing, yeah.
What do they use the stuff for?
Something pertaining to some electrical stuff.
Darn.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I can make a mess.
These little fellas had a business of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you call a long, thin-bodied insect you see around in rivers? It's got a hard little beak and 2 pairs of shiny, almost transparent wings, and it hovers over damp places, and it eats its own weight in mosquitoes.
Well, the snake doctors?
Mm-hmm. That's... What do you call them the same thing now?
That's what I always call them, a snake guy.
Mm-hmm. There's a superstition that says that the sign snakes might be nearby.
Yeah, I've heard that, but that's not to do that.
What kind of stinging insects do you know about?
Wasps?
Yeah.
Yellow jackets? Hornets?
What kind of nest would hornets have now?
Hornets have one like it's in that tree right over there. Next door to me. Look at it. They cling to a limb.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes those things get to be the size of a basketball.